So finally, we have come to the end of a presidential process that began well over 1 year ago, kicking off in primaries that included close to 20 Republican candidates and half a dozen Democrats.
It's amazing to think about that. Let's just listen back now to some of the memorable sounds from the 2016 presidential campaign.
I am officially running for president of the United States, and we are going to make our country great again.
So I'm hitting the road to earn your vote because it's your time. And I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go back to Univision.
Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
Donald, I understand rules are very hard for you.
They're
very
confusing. I have his book.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case. Go ahead.
Okay, now.
The latest debate, gentlemen,
hold on.
Please.
I'm going to get my answer. He doesn't get to yell at me.
I want to move on. These are the rules.
And as the debates whittled down, the contenders, and you were hearing some of those voices again, we, Morning Edition, traveled across the country to talk to voters. Here are some voices from the campaign trail, from states as far-flung from each other as Montana and Florida.
Have you made a decision yet?
Oh, I'm leaning.
Where are you leaning?
Probably Trump, which is really bad because of all of them, he's a terrible option, but lesser of the evils.
I guess if it was between Hillary and Bernie, I'd go with Bernie, and I think if it was between Bernie and Trump, I'd end up going with Trump, and I don't like it. Like, that tastes like vinegar, but that's probably what I'd do. Y'all saw that was agonizing for me, though. I did not like this question.
Should have talked to my
and those are some
doctor
of the
first before I watched this.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory.
This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for, and I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country.
We wake up the next morning, we put on our pantsuits, and we fight on because there is no other choice but to fight on for our values.
There's a student and Hillary Clinton supporter from Wellesley College in Massachusetts. And again, Hillary Clinton has conceded defeat on a stage here today. She, of course, conceded in a phone call to Donald Trump early this morning, and Trump gave his victory speech in the wee hours of the morning. Secretary Clinton, in her response just now, said, "We owe him an open mind and a chance to lead, that was part of the American system, that was an American democratic value, but so too," she added, "were the rule of law, the equality of all, and freedom of worship and expression." She said, "We respect those values and we must defend them." And so something of a call to arms in the years to come by a smiling Hillary Rodham Clinton inside a ballroom with her husband and daughter with her on stage. There you have it. The 2016 election is decided. We'll be continuing to cover so much that is ahead.